Do you like to dance? Well, I bet my anal cord that I dance better than your last bitch as a girlfriend. Well, are we going to hit the dance floor? Dance? No, not particularly, but if you give me a knife, I can cut myself in my... slash my wrist in take to the music, in pace to the music.
In time
with the music. Well, 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 my specialty is also oral sex.
Cheers.
Weird is that, like, you guys have 7-Eleven here, and you have so many of them.
I know.
Like, in Manhattan, I think there are two.
Okay.
And,
I know every corner.
Yeah, that's so, in Florida,
some of them are always open.
And that you have TGI Fridays. But yeah. You don't have Starbucks.
Do you want some yogurt for breakfast? So I'm picturing in my mind just him going to the fridge and getting a little thing of Danon out, and then, you know, there we are. And so he starts pouring, like, see, the only word I know to describe it is muesli, because muesli has a European connotation. Okay, so he pours muesli in a bowl, and I'm like, okay, we're having cereal. And then he puts cashews in there, and I'm like, we're having cereal with cashews. And then he gets this carton out of the fridge and starts pouring it in, and it's really thick, and I'm like, what the hell is that? Because I said
that meal is vanilla yogurt.
Like, cause I thought it was milk and it was yogurt, and I was like, what the hell is he doing?
And I was like, it's hard to get, like, a nice yogurt in America, I think.
Okay, so explain about Danish again. About Danish, Norwegian, and Swedish, how it's similar and different.
Dragon Vidic, everyone. Okay, in Sweden we have the Swedish word for love is kärlek. And in Norwegian it's kärlighet. And the Norwegian language is they sound very happy and like they don't have any problems in the world. The Danish language is quite different. It's like they have some way of guttural pushing when they talk. It's like if they say kärlek, it's kärlighet. And it's and you spell it the way the Norwegians spell it, but pronounce it totally different.
And so Danish sounds more like
you're throwing up.
You would do the.
Pickled herrings.
Okay.
Cheap food. And that is considered
kind of
food for the holiday, celebration food.
Pickled herrings?
Yes. Yeah. And I think that is part of our Lutheran heritage, to not, like, have, like, the excess or the not go over the top.
No.
We're just supposed to...
Lagom.
And to be content in what we get, in a way.
I love Sweden because I'm a rather disorganized person myself, so I really enjoy living in a very organized society. So that's what I love about Sweden most. But it's so organized.
What do you hate about? Is it something you don't like about?
I hate that we don't have the guts to do anything.
Like, what do you mean?
I was in Bilbao recently in Spain, and they had this the wonderful museum. I don't want the modern museum in Bilbao. It's so crazy, and I missed that about Sweden. And when you go to Paris, they actually built a glass pyramid on the Louvre. Yes, in the architecture, but there's something about their craziness and their disrespect that makes it a little bit more exciting, and I miss that about Sweden.
But wait, don't you have buildings like that in like Malmö and the
yeah, we have a turning torso in Malmö, but I don't think that makes up for it. I wouldn't say I hate that, but that's what I miss. But what do I hate about Sweden?
Do you think that, would you say that's more like an architectural thing, or is it like a culture-wide thing?
I think it's a culture-wide thing that you dare to play with your heritage, if you catch my drift.
Do you want to like move to the south one day, just to, you know?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Sweden is, I think it's too good to leave.
Really? Now this is what I want to hear. Tell me why.
I told you about this, when you go to the doctor.
Yeah, the doctor card. Let's review that. There's a card they give you, I guess the government issues it, and you go to the doctor, and it's almost like a Subway sandwich card, you know? Not really. It's like a deductible. You pay 300 kroner per doctor visit, but you only pay it 3 times, and after the 3rd visit, every visit thereafter for the year is free.
Yeah.
Right. So there's that, but what else?
Sweden is a very good country for if you don't have, if you're poor or if you're, if you get ill or something or happens to be in an accident or anything. It's a social welfare system. I think it's one of the best social welfare systems in the world. I think so. I don't know, but I think so. They always talk about it. I mean, not only Swedish people, but other people.
Vacation to Stockholm. Did you go to like 30 museums? Did you take a tour of the archipelago? Did you get a Nobel Prize? Did you see Robin?
No, bitch. I sat in a park with a soaking wet ass on a rainy day eating Pringles talking into my damn recorder. That's what I did.